Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Par Hopper, Gridiron Coffee, Straight Haggard Thread Company, Nobles Networking, Williams Tire, Red Circle, all the rest of the fucking sponsors. I don't remember right a second. I've been up all goddamn night on Adderall and women. And it's crying on the phone.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said it crying on the phone.
That's when you know I'm good and fucked up. If you get a phone call from me at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm confessing my love to you.
I know.
Hammered.
What's funny is I was only up because I just finished watching Uncut Gems and I was goddamn stressed out.
I'm an emotional fucking person.
He came in and he's like, why?
I'm very sensitive. I'm overly sensitive.
Kayla was like, are you crying?
Don't give me fucking.
My brother just made me cry.
In the morning.
Not
to sell. Plus, all of a sudden, you was like, hey, you know what would be cool right now? Let's slam Jack Daniels.
I'm a fun time.
Obviously.
But there was vodka in the freezer.
There was what? Oh, I got to tell you about who the fuck y'all are. That one, the fuck y'all are. Hold on a second. Yeah, because we didn't do that properly. It's my show. I can do whatever I want to. Dustin Heron's next to me. He had a song come out today, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. So he's here just being our honorary Jew.
It's a privilege and an honor, sir.
You probably have to get there closer. You know how these things work.
It's a privilege and an honor, sir.
Mr. Lee Tucker, thank you. I'll try not to cry.
Yeah.
You probably want me to, though.
No, that's all right.
I don't know what I was crying about.
Just how much you love me.
I do love you.
I love you, too.
I'm going to cry now. Miss Kayla, well, she's been on several shows from Texas. It's nice to actually meet her, except... She got me really fucked up last night, and I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, listen, I told you, get ready.
I don't care what he says. He enjoyed that shit. I don't know what it tells you.
The rest of me didn't.
The rest of you might not have.
I don't know.
I was trying to sleep in, and all I hear is, fuck Kayla. Fuck her. And I was like, God, well, thank God I didn't want to sleep.
You know, I felt horrible.
I don't feel bad for you. You're a grown-ass man.
No,
so there's
not.
Kayla. So
there you go, Kayla. You got Amanda. Your face.
if y'all can
they
only
can't
see, her.
See my face at this point in time, Josh.
I don't care. I can, and it fucked me up when I looked at you.
Look, I told you I was a weird fucking duck, okay? You know this. You know this, man.
She's special edition.
She's special.
I'm special something.
Special something. Yeah, I was trying to do something.
Megan, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Meg. That's about it.
You got two teachers in the house. What do you, I mean?
Yeah. Y'all don't have to send me to the principal. Give me a paddling.
You'd like that too goddamn much.
Well, you ain't got no idea. Next.
Is Candy.
Miss Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
And from North Carolina. And yeah, I don't know.
That's horrible. But yeah, it's whatever.
Terrible. I don't fucking know what today.
It's Maya from Texas.
Me and Maya's doing another episode before I get out of here on some other stuff. We're just shit talking today. And then I want to give a special thank you to the lady who put all this shit together, working overtime, been to the hospital this week, actually yesterday, and had to deal with a lot of cocksuckers in the past 24 hours. Miss Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
for
putting it lightly.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us... letting me, I didn't fucking pay
you guys. You guys at this table have been my privilege and my pleasure, and the best thing that's happened in the last 24 hours. Thank you.
Well, don't worry. When we see that other guy later, that Cocosaurus Rex, he gonna apologize. This Cocosaurus, how your name gonna be Beardosaurus Rex and his beard look like that? Me and Lee can say that.
Mic drop.
Well, you can say that.
I just trimmed mine.
It was long.
Whatever 50. That is on his face does not qualify as a
full
beard.
You can't call yourself Beardosaurus Rex and you not have like a fucking majestic beard.
Like he does kind of. He does have a good beard, but it's not as good as y'all's.
Yeah, but that's not. That's like a baby beard.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with baby beards, but you can't be called Beardosaurus Rex.
Grown men have girth to their beards.
Grown men have girth, period.
I like girth.
You're not wrong.
The good ones anyway.
You're not wrong.
Lee Tucker's Girthberg over there.
That's mostly my waistline.
It's Lord, it's the Titanic all over again.
McNuggets and
you
want to
sink that shit, baby?
Well, no, everybody's here because it's the what is it? The Music City Mix-Up.
Mixer. Music City Mixer.
Music City Mixer.
Mixer. No wonder every time you're
in the mix up
shit on TikTok, it's not there. I started my own hashtag. I was like, damn, nobody's there. It was just put their own hashtag. Yeah. But no, everybody's supposed to be creating content, hanging out, getting to know each other, meet each other. This is just a chance for me to run into folks, new people to be on the show, and just, I'm not a people person. I fucking hate people. I'm not a nice person at all. And this is like me learning to be a nice, I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to, I don't like anybody.
Want to do it.
I was scared I'd get around a lot of dickheads and I'm not a nice person. And it's like, you know, I'm going to be a dick. And I haven't yet.
Well, you are.
Well,
what?
I haven't been a dickhead yet.
Just a
little dickish.
You know, that's never not going to fucking happen.
Right. And
I would think I'd think something was weird.
That's his permanent personality, though.
Right. Like, if you weren't a little dickish, it might be an issue.
At least he tells the truth, even if he's being a dick.
Right.
I mean, same with me.
Right.
You're forewarned. Like, you warned us.
I told you I wasn't going to be nice.
Right. So we fully anticipate.
Well, I was pissed, like, from the get go, though, because. When Kim got hurt, like, there was people here that she literally lined all this shit up for everybody, and then nobody fucking goes helps her.
I mean,
like, that's a real fucking dick move when somebody, what is it? I don't know how much, if y'all ever stay up here, if you get an Airbnb for 3 days in Nashville, it's a whole lot more than $300 on the weekend.
Agreed.
And the fact that everybody got a place to stay, she bought food. These two go on songwriters retreats. How often do you actually go on a retreat and, like, the fridge is stocked with beer, food, and everything?
Right.
Never.
Yeah. So the fact that you
always.
Well, you're a cocksucker.
I get a little.
See, that's why he showed up with his own beer.
Well, that, yeah. We not to. Well, that's why Lee didn't.
Yeah.
But
you didn't understand the assignment.
I just got off the interstate. Fuck y'all.
But these guys, and that's if you've ever listened to the show or heard me talking about it, I don't like TikTokers. I don't like people that think that they deserve notoriety and you've done nothing.
Yeah.
Like you're not entitled. No. I mean, not trying to be an arrogant bastard. No more than I am. I probably have got a bigger following with the show and everything than the people on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I do not think I'm anything fucking special. And it's the same thing with them. They've got songs that a lot of people have heard up here. That's the mayor of fucking Nashville over there in Lee Tucker. And you wouldn't know. They don't act entitled. And you get people that's got 20,000 followers on TikTok. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're not shit.
Ma'am, have several seats, please. Have all the seats.
I just don't have no respect for that. And then for her to get left out.
Yeah.
Well, work herself to literally sickness.
Yes.
Worked herself literally in the hospital.
Like, I had to fucking leave the Braves game. I was watching the Braves game.
Thank you.
Yes,
make sure.
Yeah.
But I just, from me and everybody else that was talking last night, we give a shit. Mm-hmm. Those folks shouldn't act that way.
I know he may come off like a dick, but he saved my ass last night.
Well, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, you are.
I'm a nice guy.
At least you're real.
I'm not
going
to be nice to some people later when I get good and liquored up.
It was a group effort. It was a group effort that decided to pull that shit.
What is it called when you're ugly?
Premeditated.
Premeditated.
It's premeditation.
For legal reasons, he was
premeditated
just
ass whooping.
Yeah. It was for legal reasons. It was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
You said you weren't going to be nice. You didn't say anything about other than that. You're just going to have a stern talking to somebody.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. That's there.
Yeah.
With my foot in his ass.
It's not worth it. You have to let the trash take itself out.
Is he still staying at the house that you rented? Then that trash ain't been took out yet.
I was going to say.
Call me the garbage man, baby. Oscar the fucking
get the fuck out now.
I'm just have y'all ever watched the movie Sling Blade?
Yes.
That's where that was coming from.
Remember French fried taters?
But, you guys just know me. I try really hard to not get in the fray. And even when somebody does something, I just try to have my integrity level super high so that it doesn't fall out on the good people, you know? So he is who he is, and he's a clout chaser. And the two others with him that pulled it, they can be who they want to be.
They were sending her pictures and videos, them laughing and playing while she was in the hospital.
Having a good ass fucking time.
Well, and I'd be
offering to come help.
I'd be a goddamn petty Betty and change the fucking combination on the house as soon as they stepped outside.
Listen, if I wouldn't have been stuck at the fucking airport, I would have been there to help. But I was flying for the first time and
I had to go pick up that one and that one from the airport last night. By the way, blacked out Uber driver. Like, I don't know how any of y'all let
me. I was like, how sober are we? And he was like, eh, it's iffy.
You got me.
Oops.
You weren't when you got her.
I was drunk when I got her, too.
No. It was iffy.
Y'all said, fuck y'all lives.
Yeah.
I knew you were in your underwear.
Yeah.
You picked up me. You were in your underwear.
It was touch and go.
What?
No, I was. I had to go change. I had to go to your apartment and change.
I had on my boxer briefs.
No, they're
in your speedos.
He comes prepared and prepared to come. You see that shit?
No, those are shorts. Those are my Burbo shirts. Okay. They're just kind of tight and they're like not spandexy, but they're real comfortable.
So you had on Spanx, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I wear Spanx. Look at this.
Is that the shorts that have like the little ball sack thing in it?
All mine do.
They have the little pouch for the whole. Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I all do. I have to.
Yeah.
Small, like upper half of it, but balls huge. I'm all balls.
I feel as if they might need to be drained at some point in Nashville. I don't know. Maybe that would help.
And I'm pretty sure it's not going to suck itself.
I wish everybody could see some of the facial expressions on people's faces.
I'm telling you, someone's leaving here with an STD.
Oh, God.
It ain't going to be me.
What?
It ain't going to be me. I already did my 21-day round of antibiotics before I came, sir.
You take your ivermectin.
I did my ivermectin.
Fucking some sows tonight.
Did my ivermectin.
We're going hog hunting.
I don't care.
I'm definitely in Nashville.
Yeah. You have arrived.
Oh my God.
That's offensive to the person from Arkansas that woo picks. Do it again.
I can't.
Hit her up.
Anyway, what's the event that we're all going to tonight?
Tonight is the Black, White, and 50 Shades of Love party. And
that's what it's
50
called?
Shades of Red, yes. And what it's to signify is all the different types of love that have been cultivated on TikTok between friendships and bonds and relationships. I wouldn't have met you without it. It could be a pain in the ass, but there are some good people out there.
There is.
And there's been some question about, well, we weren't on the list. And that, you know what? That party is for the people that I helped, for the people that were in houses that I coordinated.
Well, can we uninvite some of these people?
But my point is, it wasn't to exclude anyone. It was to celebrate the people that I came here with. So if anybody really has a problem with that, they can give me a fucking call.
I want to.
I'm fully prepared to commit a misdemeanor.
She said but just a misdemeanor, though. We're not taking it to felony status yet.
We'll also be doing a memorial to some of the TikTokers that we lost.
Yes.
Over the last few months, and we'll be releasing some doves. Balloon doves. From the rooftop. And we're just all going to enjoy one another and enjoy the time that we've had, regardless of circumstance in the last 24 hours. We're just going to enjoy one another.
All right, is people like us to dress up and shit?
Ish.
I have leather. I have leather pants.
Josh, you come the way you come. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, he does.
I'll put on some breeches.
Well, we appreciate you for that.
I'm absolutely sure that if girls are missing jewelry, Josh will be available for a pearl necklace. Just saying.
I like pearls.
To get a facial
this
today,
is
lady.
Why I like pearls. I love you, Mom. That is why I fucking
just
love you.
Just call me Barbara Bush.
I don't like that at all. That shit.
Well, Barbara Bush. I said I do.
Lee Tucker getting some pussy tonight, folks.
So
even though she is a little weird and looks crazy.
Well, Barbara Bush, I'm Betty Brazilian. Nice
I'm crazy on paper. Everybody knows this.
It's in your eyes.
Huh?
It's the crazy in your
don't
eyes.
You steal my scripts, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I got my own. I don't need yours. No, baby, I come prepared.
She said I can't be prepared.
I come prepared.
Dustin, how often is he this happy? I thought he was going. Lee Tucker is always fucking ill. He's never not ill unless there's something magical is happening. Did somebody buy a song or something today?
No.
This is a good mood.
He turned down food and picked up a Coors Light. That's the only thing I can say that is different.
Y'all get to experience the best part about Nashville. If this bitch right here gets drunk, it is the best time on the fucking
it's
planet.
The best. Lee Tucker is the best of the best or the worst of the worst times you've ever had in your life.
No,
and you just, I think we caught him on a good day.
I think we did look at him. He's happy.
Yeah.
Right
Right.
I think he's just thinking back to the podcast that we did, and I answered all the World War II questions correctly.
Oh, no, that turned him off because you're educated.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
That
was one of the best podcasts.
That one?
It really was. I like that one. In all honesty, it wasn't very fair because it was all like, you know, teacher questions. What? And I was like, fucking me. Pick me.
But you knew some of the nerdy shit that I like too.
So. Yeah, because, I mean, well.
Talk about her feathers.
That too.
I already did. I said weird shit.
Featherheaded bitch.
That's all you
got. Rob Booty has inducted me as the featherheaded bitch. I said that is what I will be referred to from here on out.
As you I'm surprised Dustin ain't shot your ass yet.
Bird! Chief will be sniffing right now.
Oh, shit.
Tell them about your thing tonight, too, real fast, so we can get some folks to come out there.
I'm playing at the local tonight with a. Actually, Haston and Co., some good friends of mine are releasing a song called Dip.
Came out this morning.
Yep. At 12 a.m. So, yeah, it's awesome. Them. Actually, Dylan Carmichael's got a new album just came out at midnight. Anyways, we're playing at the local here in Nashville, Tennessee. Haston and Co., Allie Colleen, myself.
There's somebody else that we know that had a song come out last night, too.
I know. I'm trying to remember. I already shared it. Oh, Dustin. I was like, who the fuck got shit did I share?
Dustin looked at me after you named the first two, and he's like,
I was like, who the fuck else is that?
Is not really going to say my name.
No, it was more like,
I was like,
what has Dylan got to do with the Hastening Coast?
Oh, no, I was just talking about our friends having shit come out. Man, and
you know, George Strait told me never to name drop.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And there you go.
That was good.
I actually forgot. I knew another one of our friends dropped something. I couldn't remember who it was.
Pick up his phone and look at new music.
I went to bed at 7 o'clock and I'm here.
Who's playing with you in the round? You go on at 9, right?
Honestly, I don't even know who I'm playing with.
Allie and Kate and Josh go on at what?
Yeah, they're going on at 8. I go on at 9. Kimberly Atwood, she's playing. She's awesome. She's like a female Keith Whitley. She is amazing. She's good friends with Priscilla Block and Hayson and Cohen, Sarah and all those guys or girls.
Is Priscilla on the road right now?
They're in California.
Are they? I figured she'd be there for Kate. And
Andrea Goodman is playing tonight. She's the one, when I first moved to Nashville, I didn't move here to do music. She was actually my Uber driver the first time I ever got an Uber. She told me what a writer's room was. And, like, she got my number. And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, she's like, hey, somebody canceled at a writer's room. Do you want to come play it? And that's the first time I ever played one. I didn't even know what it was. And I was scared as fuck.
Well, I'm sure you did a good job.
Well, I got invited back, so that went well. Joel Jorgensen. AJ Gatto,
Well, what we're doing tonight, if any of y'all would like to come with us, and we'd like for y'all to, is we're going to go watch Allie and Kate and then Lee, and then we're going to go to your thing. And so it's going to be fun.
And we'll be getting fucked up by the time we get there. So.
You just got to make sure we're on the list.
I have a surprise for y'all, so it'll be good. Love.
You have a surprise for us.
That we don't know about?
Mm-hmm. I like surprises.
What? I love getting fucked up.
Well, he was one of them, but yeah. I had another one coming.
Oh, you got another surprise?
I mean, I just love my surprise t-shirt that you got me.
Oh, my God. I need to get home and get that over here.
I can't wait to wear it.
I can't wait to film you wearing it.
It's getting weird.
I feel so excluded.
I mean,
I'm going to try something with all of y'all today. Like, ever since we started the show, like, one of the things that I've tried to, like, talk to, like, my buddies about, you used to have to pay a lot of money for marketing. Yeah. But now, because of people, like some of y'all that's got the big followings and stuff on social media, we're going to put it to the test today. Is we're going to ask everybody, you don't have to, but we're going to ask everybody with the song that Dustin just had come out to share some type of video on TikTok with the sound or whatever. And we want to see with everybody here how much we can make it trend as a collective group. Because it used to cost so much money to promote a song. Mm-hmm. Or promote anything. Yeah. And now I call a lot of people that's got big followings on TikTok, I call them like kingmakers. Because they don't realize that they have the ability to make somebody blow the fuck up. Our buddy, Trey Lewis and Priscilla, they know Priscilla real good. If it wasn't for TikTok, Priscilla's been around here for a while and a badass. Like,
the number one song in 2020 was a TikTok artist.
Yeah. So it's different.
Yeah. That's the number one country song of 2020 was a TikTok artist.
So that's what we've been trying to do all year. But every time we go on a trip, when we went to Texas got just sideways. When we went to Destin,
I mean, fucking Texas.
Dustin just said fucking blacked out drunk the entire time and didn't.
That's not why it happened.
What happened?
We want to hear your side.
We're blacked out drunk.
We'll just go with that.
But that's what we're supposed to do this whole time, because I really believe that folks like y'all, it's what a whole lot of marketing agencies are fixing to start looking for. It's people that have followings, yeah, and know how to use this stuff.
Well, I invited the creative team tonight from Chinette, from Serve Pro, and from Black Abbey Brewery to meet some people to find out if that works for them in their new campaigns. So I'm hoping some relationships will get built and some people will actually be mutually beneficial to each other.
For sure.
And in the future, I think I'm hoping that I can be involved with changing how sponsorships work within TikTok, because people are trying to use TikTok in a traditional marketing funnel and it's not working. And there's a reason it's not working. But I'm hoping to change some of that and get people the recognition and the support they deserve. And they can give it back to the sponsors just as well. So I'm hoping that you guys will all have a good time tonight and make some relationships.
It's just interesting. Oh, shit, I can't talk it. It's just interesting to me that people like you that have like a career in marketing is realizing the same shit that like all of us. Like, it just means that it's like actually real, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have two different sides of the whatever that see the same thing.
I think TikTok is very different. There is a difference between an influencer, brand ambassador, and an actual creator.
I hate the word.
There are people who have followings just for sheer stupidity, but there are content creators. There are performers that are inherent performers, and there's good and there's bad in anything. But the job is to weed out the bad, pair the good with the ones that match them the best, and let's take it to the next level and see what happens. And I've been studying the back end of this for 7 months, 8 months now. And
you contacted me like in March when the show first blew up and got in the top 100.
Mm-hmm. And I want to just help people. I mean, if I was chasing clout like everybody accused me of, I think I'd have more than 700 followers.
But you know what? Them 700 are solid.
They're organic, damn it. But, you know, all making all of this happen, I was lazy about it. But
you were lazy about what?
My TikTok. But it doesn't matter. What matters is I built the relationships in the back end so that people would know me and not what's on there. And I have developed solid relationships with people who are damn good creators, damn good artists.
Because we're a family.
They deserve to be seen.
We've become a family.
And I want to get rid of this idea that people can only survive on TikTok, this artist thing that people are trying to say, well, they're on TikTok. That's, you know, you get them on a stage and they can't. Please don't tell me that, because
there's a lot of them.
I've been in entertainment since I was a little girl, and that's not true. There are some that are very worth their salt, and they deserve all your support.
Some do. There's some on there that are just bad, but they still have a following. I don't understand it.
Well, that was to rehash when you said the Destin thing was just a drunk fest. It was kind of like, okay, as a creator, I'm not a big TikTok creator, but I am an artist, and I have a, and I hate using the word brand, but I have a set of values, core values. And when we got there, some of the people that were quote unquote influencers, their values didn't align with my values. And it just didn't seem like that was something I wanted to associate myself with, no matter what the following could have done. And we had put out a song at the time, and we were all having a good time with Shot in the Dark.
Shot in the Dark.
We had all these different ideas of how to do it. But it quickly turned into more of a, like you said, people have followers, but it didn't seem like there was any
substance
to what we were doing. And I just said, you know, man, I'd rather just go play golf.
But see, that's the good ones. You pick and choose, right? Yeah. You pick and choose. And you say, okay, this doesn't align with me. I can know you. I can respect you for whatever it is you're doing. It just doesn't align with what I'm doing. Those are the good ones. Those are say, hey, I'm going to protect my brand at all costs. I'm going to keep you 20 arms lengths away. I'm going to treat you the same way, but you're only select few people are going to get within one arm's length of me and one arm's length of what I do.
But just and hearing just you speak stick to and it. Seeing your group, I'm an outsider the way I feel. I didn't get to hang out with you guys last night. I just showed up today because I was in the area. Y'all seem like genuine people, and it seems like everybody has a unique story and a unique fan base of people that they are actually going to influence, or they're going to, you know, help in some shape, form, or fashion. So my hat's off to you guys on that. And just to let the viewers also know that, like, Josh has good ideas, and he sometimes Josh was
The Destin thing was a good idea, I think.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I didn't like the way you just said we just went down there and just wasted our time, because it was a valuable lesson for me.
It felt like a waste of time and money to me, because we didn't get the shit done that needed to get done.
That's why content creators need a professional handler. That's what I was trying to do for this, to start to try and set the standard.
Yeah.
Because meetups historically have been shit shows. Shout out to Whitney. She's done a great job. However, when it comes to the individual things that you want to get done, it's just better to have a person in the pocket to try and make sure those things get done for you, so you can focus on what you're supposed to focus on. Don't focus on the BS. Let somebody else do it.
See, that's what we needed on the trip. We needed somebody to be like, hey, y'all shut the fuck up. What are you doing and go record?
Well,
go record some shit. I got the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like what you're doing. I do. I really like it. I can't do it. I get too sidetracked.
I'm trying, and it should have gone off a little bit better, but you know, life happens when you're making other plans.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, you ran yourself almost to your own detriment. For God's sakes, you were in the hospital.
Yeah, but there is, you know, sometimes idiots just do what they do.
You can't fix stupid.
You can't, but you got to roll with it.
Fucking preach.
And you know what? The funny thing is, I'll say this to everybody. Somebody told me once that when you're focused on your life and you're going through all your relationships, you will find that when the shit hits the fan, it's usually the people that are in your peripheral that you weren't paying as much attention to that actually show up.
Yep.
Amen.
It's not the people you think it would be.
Shut up. Our younger fuck itself.
So just pay it mind. That's all I'm saying. Pay it mind. Pay it mind. You will rise to the standard of the people you associate with, period.
That's why I like coming up here so much. Like, I was up here for 2 weeks, gone a week, then back. And I tried to explain to everybody that, like, I've had to talk to on the show the past couple of days. It's just different up here. And everybody gets it. Everybody actually wants to work for a common goal. You don't really run across anybody. It's like, oh, I'm just making social media for the hell of it. Everybody is working towards something. I post stuff to grow a following to help my show. If TikTok goes away tomorrow, I don't care. The only one I really need to hang around is Instagram. That's the only one that seems to be like the serious one, the adult one. But it is. Instagram's for adults.
Oh!
You was owed that.
Well, I'm just hoping to help get people paid and have good relationships and not have to be sacrificed. Say, oh, they didn't do something by our brand, and just create a new way of doing this.
6 weeks.
Adult that.
You curly headed fuck.
So for those that didn't see it, tell them what just happened.
Josh just got hit in the nuts.
Hair ever. Mine's actually curly.
Why would you do that now?
Curly headed fuck.
No, he's talking about if TikTok goes away. Well, he kind of made me embarrassingly famous for a crotch shot on a pontoon boat.
Oh my God, that was epic. I seen it on Snapchat first.
Right. So while you're sitting here making fun of being an adult and he doesn't care about TikTok, there was a wide opening, and I just took it. You know, you got to shoot your shot.
You got both of them.
And you definitely did.
He's been waiting for that moment.
Slapping hard, buddy.
Did they finally get drained?
No, they're swollen.
Are they tingling a little bit?
They're not coming back down. They're fucking stuck on the hot shelf. Now I can't concentrate because my goddamn balls hurt now, Dustin.
He's just sitting over there looking so proud of himself.
Welcome to the Lee Tucker Show.
Hola, bitches. Sorry, I'm not even Mexican drunk yet.
We will be by the end of the day.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
I really am.
I promise you.
You don't want me Mexican drunk. I will go get a rake and a fat bitch quick. I don't give a fuck. I am ready.
Oh, he went on the floor.
Oh, God.
We are on the floor.
Public service announcement. We love you.
Shit's getting real now.
He will take you home.
God damn it.
So some of the best episodes we've done is at the studio, and we're just shit faced. This is like us sitting around the table, black the fuck out, because that's when the most generic, weird shit, just organic shit just comes out your mouth. Organic. And I can't remember what we was talking about. We didn't get hippies,
slugs, and drugs. Hippies, was probably slugs.
It was talking about STDs and shit. But no, I need the pickle. What was it when I said it's called pine straw?
I don't know.
Do you remember? Anyway, it was
talking about penicillin.
No, I need that too.
I got some heavy duty antibiotics next door.
What are you doing? You need a shot of penicillin.
Look, I'm having a good time in Nashville. I don't know. I hadn't had it yet, but I'm probably gonna be disgusting before I leave.
I was just gonna say, is it gonna require antibiotics? I mean,
yes. I don't know, but last night with Kayla and Josh, I had one of the most peaceful moments I've had in the last 2 weeks.
It's probably AIDS, but I'm not going to go get it checked.
I need to understand how you managed to keep a UTI for 2 fucking years.
I take a lot of baths, and I got big.
It's called being scared.
Bacteria gets up in your pee hole. That's what the daughter said.
For 2 years?
No, man.
Anytime now, guys.
You said your dick had a sinus infection. That's fucking
your dick had a sinus infection.
I told you I had a leaky dick that time in Bozeman, Montana. That's how it all started.
Bozeman, Montana.
That's 12 years ago.
Good times. It would go away. It would go away, then it would come back. It would go away, then it would come back. And I finally was like, this isn't natural. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor explained to me like why I did it. And he's like, just quit taking bubble baths. And I'm like, no, I like fucking bubble baths. So I get them every once in a while. It's kind of weird. I had to buy a lot of Azo. Have you ever had to take Azo?
I don't know what that is.
It's some cranberry pills.
It turns your piss orange.
Nope.
The first time, nobody told me the first time I took Azo.
Straight up orange.
Fucking piss neon. Scary, like orange Kool-Aid. I went to go piss, and I was like, oh, goddamn, I've done it now.
I've done her now.
Yeah, it's over with. I have officially burnt my dick off. Like, there was no coming back.
I mean, need antibiotics for that.
Back to the TikTok weekend. Let's get some good content.
What? Oh, but yeah, let's get back to this. I don't know. What's some of the things that you want to do? What's some of the things that are supposed to be done the rest of this weekend besides for the red, white, and love party?
The Music City Mixer is actually happening out at an outdoor venue Saturday night.
Isn't there somebody playing that?
Yeah, there's a content violation. Well, the boys have volunteered their time to come out and perform for everybody. And that's the right thing to do because it is for charity. And God bless them for doing that. And they're just going to have a big old time.
I thought there was an artist that was playing.
There is. I'm not mindful of the final details, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Broadmoor Woods. And if you haven't gotten a ticket for it, you can buy some at the door. But if you can, just go to the Music City Mixer page. I think you can still get them online for $55, but at the door they'll be $65 each. Yeah, it's just gone up exponentially because you want people to buy tickets and fill the venue, and I totally understand why they did it. But
it's for charity.
It's
going
to be a good time. I think it's going to be a good time for all the content creators to get together.
Yeah, spread the cheer.
Danielle Claudio, it's Spread the Cheer USA, and she's trying to bring her charity that does a lot of good work national, which is a beautiful thing. She's actually picked some families, I think from Waverly, Tennessee, where we had all the floods, that some of this is going to go to. I think she's going to save Christmas for a few of them.
Oh, that's cool.
So she's an amazing individual. As much as we cut up and we're cussing and everything, she has a brand to protect too. There's the thing. She's coming in today, and she'll be there at the mixer tomorrow. And I just think, the world of that woman, she is amazing. But yeah, that's going to, you know, to her charity. And she was nice enough to attach her charity to the event so that the promotion could go well and her charity could benefit. And that girl is amazing.
That's cool. I like to see when people that have these followings and everything, when they actually give back and do good. There's a lot of people that make money off this shit that don't deserve it.
She doesn't. She puts her heart, soul, and everything into her charities. She does. She has a board. She does everything by the book. She's amazing, quite frankly. And she's just coming in as the head of the charity. So I can't wait. Personally, I've had conversations with her, and I just can't wait to meet her. She's something else.
That's cool. I might get you to...
Actually, she's coming in tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I might get you to holler at her for me and might do a show with her. Let's talk about her charity and share it for her.
What's the dress code for Saturday? Because that seems more
It's casual and fall and outdoors.
Oh, flannel.
Yes. Oh, I bet you wear a camouflage vest.
It just happens to be most of my best camouflage.
My best camouflage. Is that all? Is that somebody told me there's a lot more events or stuff going on while they're up here? I failed it, bitch. That was you. Yeah. Oh, quit pissing while we're on the thing.
It's horrible.
Yes. There's a Lone Star concert.
Okay. Lone Star's performing tonight.
Yeah.
At, y'all know?
At Broadmoor Woods.
Broadmoor.
Oh, same place.
I didn't cancel the party because that came up last minute. Broadmoor Woods booked Lone Star and they helped them, you know, kind of put that together. But I didn't see canceling the party just because of that. But tomorrow night's going to be the thing. So tomorrow night's the charity. It's going to be great.
How long does the thing today last? Tonight last.
Tonight, we figured about 9 to 11 midnight. Then if people want to stay and party on the rooftop, they can. We are going to do a memorial release.
What time are you done? Like 10?
I'm done at 10.
All right, so we won't get to be there very long, but we'll be there.
That's okay. I got you.
I know. I hate I can't be at both.
You can't be in everywhere. You can't be in three places at one time. I learned that yesterday. I thought I could. No, it's not possible.
I'm glad you had good friends that didn't mind stopping what they were doing to help you.
I am so grateful.
Let's just give you that.
Yeah.
If nobody else is going to pat me on the back, I'm going to fuck out of myself.
I did shit for you.
No, but you're getting weird.
What are you over there making, Kayla? You're making a pickleback. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. You know, you can use that lemon vodka, too. It'll be real good.
Lemon and pickle juice?
There's lemon.
Anything that has vodka, I'm just here for it.
So trust me, I drank with you last night. You really don't care. But anyway, I think that's good. This is just a preview of what's coming up the rest of the week. Are you going to do another show this weekend?
Yeah, bud.
Okay, so you want to... I kind of want you to play your song, though. Since it came out today, you want to
please,
do
please.
Episode.
Let's just play a little clip off the phone here.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Let's do a verse and you got a guitar.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Guitar.
Yeah. Right now.
I'm here for it.
Might as well. Fuck. I mean, I'm gonna put it up now.
Oh man, yeah, awesome.
Thank you, sir. I'm just trying to be a.
What's the name of it?
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Come on. Really, I like both.
It's a really good idea.
It's yeah. Really,
close only really counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Pat yourself on the back. Oh, tell them what you got next week that we're gonna be at.
Oh, we're going to do a show down in Dothan with Trey Lewis, and we're going to have some golf afterwards and podcasts with my brother probably, maybe.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah, let's do it.
So,
do you know they've got midget wrestling on their Thursday? I'm going to it.
Wow.
I like midgets. It's like some of my bucket list.
What?
I want to fuck a midget. It's on my bucket list. That just was completely out of context.
So tonight is what? What's tonight? What's the name of the event tonight?
Oh, Red, White, and Love. Right?
50 Shades of Love.
No.
50 Shades of Love.
Yep.
And then we got Lee Tucker and
Allie Cohen and Hasten and Co. with their new song, Dip.
Nashville Ain't Ready.
And this is my new song, Horseshoes and Hangers.
Attaboy. Right.
Losing a woman like you is such a shame. Loving a man like me is an acquired taste. All's fair in love and war is what they say. But close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Can't take back the words you didn't say. Can't blame them for leaving when they ain't got a reason to stay. You don't stand in a railroad station trying to catch a plane. And close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Well, every now and then I want to pull the pin, but I don't. And dial your number here, it's really over, but I won't. Because I know. And losing a woman like you is such a shame. And loving a man like me is an acquired taste. It's all fair in love and war is what they say. But close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, I'm sleeping all alone in a bed I've made. Cause close only counts and horseshoes and hand grenades.
I love that goddamn song.
That's a fucking good ass song.
You know what? Lee. They've never, nobody here's ever heard Fuck Kathleen.
Oh, I have.
Shut the fuck up. Don't ruin it for everybody else. Do Fuck Kathleen and then we're going to say bye.
Do this. Hey, before we go on much further, dude, that was amazing.
He's a bad fucker. So don't let his appearance fool you. He's talented.
You're an amazing, I mean, lyrically, you are award-winning, dude.
Can I just be serious for a quick second, though? Like,
yeah, turn your mic towards you, though.
Let's try that right there. So do I. I love music, right? I don't claim myself to be a singer or any of that kind of shit. But what I will say is that, like, I'm very eclectic when it comes to my music. I listen to a little bit of everything. I grew up on country. And in life, there are very few songs that have literally given me chills. That shit just gave me chills, bro. Oh, nice. And I appreciate you for that shit. That shit was dope. Yeah.
That fucking line, the loving like a man like me is an acquired taste. Ugh. That's fun. I love that fucking line.
That is one of the best lines ever.
That hit hard.
I mean, even for me as a woman, I was like, God damn, is what? He in my head? Like, don't do that. That's don't do that.
Like, that's vodka in the bathtub crying and shit type stuff. You know what I mean?
Your song's going to get whatever, some people late, whatever it makes sounds
you,
like, this week.
Yeah, I hope it does. This is the song that definitely gets everybody late.
Actually,
yeah. Tell them. This is fucking amazing.
Are we gonna do that one, or do we? Since we're doing a social media podcast, should I do the new song about social media?
Ooh,
it's
called
do that one.
But
which one? I don't know.
Do the social media.
Okay. Well, I want to hear the one that gets people laid.
All right, here we'll do the one.
Did you just said you want to get people laid? Come on, damn it! Some of us have been dry for a while. Oh, I'm here for that.
So I dated a girl from Kathleen, Georgia, and, we went through a rough time and everything, and I was talking to Dustin about it, and my other friend, JC Anderson, and I had a song idea, and JC was not about it. He's like, dude, you can't say that in a song. And I was like, JC. Fuck you, watch me. I mean, because I guess everybody thinks, like, it's got to be on the radio, and I don't give a fuck about that. I write what I feel, and what I live through, and that's what I give a fuck about.
And this song, literally everywhere he goes in Nashville, this is the song. It does not matter what place he's going to.
This song is fantastic.
The songwriters in the crowd or whoever want to hear him do this fucking song.
Well, I actually got to play this in front of like 2,500 people opening for Jamie Johnson.
That's right.
That was a fucking good time. And but yeah, so Kathleen is the town. That's the biggest thing to remember. And I always say that is just that way everybody's going, oh, yeah. Poor Kathleen, whatever, you know. But yeah, so this is Kathleen. Well, I left that town, I was Tennessee bound. But not looking back. It could go up in flames, I wouldn't feel a thing. But not after that. Every road reminds me of her, and every sign marks where I hurt. If I could throw a match and watch it catch, I might get over her. So fuck Kathleen. Yeah, that's where I'm at. She gave me hopes and gave me dreams. Took it all back. She's already got her mind made up to let me down. Though I can never say fuck you to her. But fuck that town. Fuck Kathleen. Nah, nah, nah. Fuck Kathleen. Nah, nah. Kathleen. There you go. There's a show.
I fucking love it. He does this in that
fuck
area.
That
like,
hell yeah.
They got, well, when he's around making and stuff, he'll play that. And people's like, oh, yeah. Because Kathleen literally is the town over from where I live.
It's kind of between Warner Robins and Perry.
Yeah.
Which
is a little. Anyways, what's funny is I played it at the local, and it turns out the sound guy is from Kathleen, Georgia.
The
get out. Yeah,
of course he is.
Was like, how the fuck, dude?
Of course.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
We'll play a social media one, then we'll be at 50 minutes, and then that's right. Good for six ads to run on this bitch. I don't
know. So, I got a guy that's a guy. I made a post on Facebook, and I had two guys going back and forth. One of them is like a Grammy Award winning bluegrass producer, and the other guy is a real liberal
piece of shit.
Well,
I don't know him. He might be
an awesome. He is. He's the guy that only shows up to goddamn argue on somebody's Facebook. He's that piece of shit.
God, no version of a Karen.
Yeah, so anyways, I made the post.
Chad.
I went out and forgot all about the shit. Got up the next morning at 7 in the morning. Went to take a shit, checked my Facebook. And so there's 800.
Of course you did, Lee.
There's 800 something comments. I literally wrote this song on the shitter at like 7:30 in the morning. So, yeah.
So poetic.
And it's so true. It's true. It is. Like I said, I write what the fuck I know and what I feel. So
this is how I feel about most of TikTok.
Yeah. When I go to Walmart, everyone's so nice. And when I go to church, they're all so polite. But when I get home and I log on, someone's always picking a fight. Well, don't let your Facebook get your ass whooped. Don't forget about real life. Did you know that a keyboard can make your jaw sore? So you might want to watch what you type. There's a little short version.
Yeah. I freaking love you, man.
Yeah.
All my songs aren't just.
I'm going to start saying that now. Don't let your Facebook get your ass whooped.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's got some real. Both of them do, though. It's just, I think what. And we'll like kind of end on this, and I've talked about it a lot this past week. The reason why I don't like, and I've said it repeatedly, because I didn't want to come up here for this. The reason I don't like a lot of these people is because you got folks like these two guys behind me that are amazing songwriters. Everybody in Nashville loves these fucking guys. But then you get somebody that hadn't gotten no talent.
They got a phone.
They got a phone. And they can auto-tune. And next thing you know, they're blow up. It's kind of like some people don't deserve it.
Agreed.
I don't think I deserve anything off social media either. I don't think I'm cool enough for it, but folks like them that actually are talented and have something to say, oh yeah, there's no reason why these two shouldn't be bigger. And it's not just them, it's a lot of mm-hmm. Trey Lewis was in Nashville for 10 years. Trey's
been playing shows, big shows, busting it, and he's not just going to be DDID his whole life. No. You know, he has songs
that Believer.
The Believer's song? The yeah. song that I request it every time I hear it, and I'm just glad it took that to get to where they can hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
And props off to anybody who has made it in TikTok or made it on American Idol or whatever. You know, hats off to you. I just need to find my little way and
real quick, though, like the fact that both of them just played on the spot like that, and you said that, you know, they haven't blown up or gotten as big as some people, but the whole auto-tune thing, like there's a specific TikToker out there that has done a bunch of covers of a bunch of my favorite, you know, Red Dirt songs, and it's because of auto-tune and all of that that, you know, got him to blow up. So, I mean, there's a difference in, like you said, like, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole trick is, if you are worth your soul, grow slow. Let it happen for you. Don't get involved in all this crud. Mm-hmm. Be you. That is your niche. Being you. You said I have a brand that doesn't align with my stuff, that doesn't align with who I am. Keep that. Don't let anybody take that from you. You're too talented.
Basically, y'all are just badass motherfuckers.
Basically, both y'all are shit, is what we're saying here.
And it's hot as fuck in here.
It's because Lee's
That's because you're here, baby.
It's when you walked in.
Yeah.
It's Lee. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Anyway.
It's all the gingers in here.
We'll end it like, but I think everybody. Oh, it's Miss Kimma. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Round of applause.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Don't worry. We will right the wrongs later, but from all of us, thank you. You did a good job. If not, I'm not.
Okay.
This is what part of me, what it's part okay. of this is. It's I'm okay. Keep it classy. It's okay. It's if you just okay. saw me at 6 o'clock this morning crying outside, I don't do classy.
Classy's not.
Didn't even have a shirt on no more. Just
no, he took his shirt off to wipe his
like I got
tears.
Goddamn abs or something. I'm just walking around. It's like, who the fuck wants to
in
see
in the
this?
Parking lot on the
and we're country
around.
Dancing. He's got his shirt off. He's like, I'm hot.
I was fat.
And now I
it
have the shirt on.
That goddamn Adderall got my blood pressure up.
You shouldn't hang out with people like that.
I know. Next thing I know, I'll be snorting it off your butthole. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Yep, there. And thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We will catch y'all next time.